This is the Rick Peterson Show on CJAD 800, brought to you by the De Prêt-à-Porter Boutique Sommelier Gourmet, serving you and the city's best restaurateurs.
Got one of those emails that
caught my attention, and I just thought, boy, this is something that we got to get fixed. The email starts by pointing out that it is with much regret that I must inform you some very discouraging news concerning the Canadian Resource Center for Victims of Crime. Sadly, the organization has been notified by the Canadian Police Association, the core founder of the group, that they will no longer be able to continue funding the efforts. The CPA intends to discontinue financial support within the next few weeks. The decision came unexpectedly, has left the future of the CRCVC, again, the Canadian Resource Center for Victims of Crime, in an extremely vulnerable state, having to find alternative core funding immediately or face the prospect of shutting down. So that brings us to a discussion here with the people involved. And joining me is, I'm just trying to read through my notes here, Heidi Illingworth. Sorry, Heidi.
That's okay. Thank you for having me.
I've just had so many guests on today, and I've got a pile of papers in front of me.
I understand.
What is it that your group does again?
We are an advocacy group for victims of violent crime in Canada. So we try to bring all of the issues and concerns they have about their treatment within the justice system to the attention of legislators in all the provinces and territories and at the federal government level. And we also provide direct support services to victims.
Why are the police not funding this anymore?
Well, unfortunately, the police association, the Canadian Police Association, is having financial difficulties at this time. And they, at the beginning of September, laid off two of their staff from the national office. And unfortunately, as part of those cutbacks, they decided, their board of directors decided that our agency would be cut as well from the financial support that they've been providing us since we were incorporated back in 1992.
Why do we need your group? Like, what? How are you helping? Here in Quebec, we have a little fund that we all contribute to if you're a victim of crimes, of violent crimes, though. I mean, why do people need the kind of assistance that you would provide?
Well, I think that, certainly not every victim in the country comes to us for assistance or anything like that, but we do have important resources that we can offer. We can, get people local support that they might not be aware of in their area. We can help people find counselors. And then we do a lot of advocacy on individuals' behalf if they're having trouble with difficulty getting compensation in the province where they live. And then, if there's bigger issues pertaining to the criminal justice system, that's where we have an important role in voicing those concerns to all levels of government and trying to, change things within this country so that victims of crime are treated more appropriately.
Well, I've often said on the program here, it is a criminal justice system, not so much in it to help people through who have been victims of crime. So you have seen a lot over the years, and you have helped a lot over the years, and you're trying to lobby for victims' rights, presenting the interests and perspectives of victims of crime to the government at all levels. So is the government going to help you with any funding? Have you asked them?
Well, that's what our little campaign right now is all about. We have written first to the Prime Minister to let him know what is going on, and then we followed up with letters to the Minister, the Federal Minister of Public Safety, and the Minister of Justice. And we feel very strongly that it should be, one of those departments that provides us with the little bit of funding. Like, we do, it's hard to believe, actually, the amount of work we do and the amount of people that we can help for the tiny budget that we have. So, and also, I think it's important to point out that offender-serving agencies in this country get a lot of federal government funding, whereas we are the only national voluntary organization that serves crime victims that currently accesses a little bit of federal funding, but only $19,000 a year, whereas many offender-serving organizations benefit from over $1 million a year.
What kind of a budget are you operating on then? What's your bottom line?
It's $116,000.
So you're operating a national lobby group and someone who helps victims of violent crimes on how much again a year?
$116,000.
You're relying on volunteers, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, the actual staff is very small because our budget is so tiny. We can't have that many people. So we have a network across the country. We put out a monthly newsletter that's read by many victims and many service providers right across the country. We have a really good website that people access and contact us through. And then we, try as much as possible to support victims where we can, traveling to parole hearings with them for emotional support. And we offer many, many services, all free of charge to, of course, the victims that we serve. And yeah, it's just, we have had a lot of positive success over the years on a very, very small budget.
I'm going to try and link up then with your website so people can find out more about what you do.
Great.
Keep us in the loop as to how you make out as far as federal funding is concerned. The provinces have been notified as well?
No, not officially. We're waiting for a response from the federal ministers. But if I could take the opportunity to encourage your listeners, if they have someone in their family who's been affected by crime, if they understand what violence can do within families, the impact that it can have, if they care about this issue, to please write to the Prime Minister, please write to the Minister of Justice and Public Safety and demand that our center receive some federal funding.
Certainly deserves the attention. And, boy, you sound like a young person. I hope you don't mind me asking, Heidi. I mean...
I am fairly young. I'm 32.
Well, okay, I was going to say younger than that, but that's all right. That's not that it's old or anything.
My voice is deceiving. I think it's
no, that's
high, so people think I'm younger than I am.
Absolutely. You really did sound like one of these young people taking charge and getting involved, and 32 is young, too. I appreciate your time, and I wish you luck on this, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Heidi Illingworth is the executive director of the CRCVC. Again, that's the Canadian Resource Center for Victims of Crime.